Nerves of Steel, Maduro Claims Control of Military as Venezuela Moves to Oust Him. By Francis Martel on April 30, 2019. Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro, who refused to leave power after the nation's legislature constitutionally replaced him with current President Juan Guaido, claimed on Tuesday that the nation's military still supported him after Guaido appeared alongside soldiers urging citizens to take to the streets. Guaido, alongside now-freed political prisoner Leopoldo López, appeared at the La Carlota Air Base near Caracas early morning Tuesday announcing that the leaders of the nation's armed forces had finally agreed to stop supporting Maduro and recognize him as the nation's commander-in-chief. Guaido urged citizens to flock to military installations near them to support the military as they removed the last vestiges of the Maduro regime from power. Maduro, on Twitter, claimed that Guaido was lying. Nerves of steel. I have spoken to the commanders of all the armed forces of the country, who have manifested their total loyalty to the people, the Constitution, and the nation, Maduro wrote. I call for the maximum popular mobilization to ensure the victory of peace. We will triumph. Maduro's defense minister Vladimir Padrino López also issued a statement on Twitter claiming that the armed forces report normalcy in all the barracks and military bases under the control of their natural commanders. Padrino also called Guaido's move a coup and accused him of causing terror. Live footage from the ground, as reported by regional media, clearly shows soldiers uniting behind Guaido. NTN24, a Venezuelan news broadcaster, published dramatic videos at a Guaido rally in Caracas of soldiers embracing before crowds chanting patriots and celebrating their choice to no longer recognize Maduro. Soldiers have also begun wearing blue bands on their uniforms to indicate that they support Guaido. Guaido also appeared personally alongside soldiers at the Carlota Air Base before dawn. One soldier, who spoke on behalf of those recognizing Guaido, insisted that they did not want confrontation with the Maduro loyalists, merely recognition of the legality of Guaido's status as president. VTV, Venezuela's socialist state propaganda network, began publishing videos Tuesday of alleged Maduro supporters rejecting Guaido. One man, identified as Jacobo Torres, tells VTV that Venezuela is entirely calm and that the nation has ignored Guaido's call to the streets. Reports on the scene estimate that thousands have heeded Guaido's call and flocked towards La Carlota airbase. The soldiers at the airbase allowed many in to support Guaido, who later moved the civilians to nearby Altamira Plaza. Leopoldo López, freed by soldiers after years of imprisonment and house arrest for organizing protests against Maduro, told reporters that his group was in contact with Maduro's officers. There has been communication all this time, and that has to do with this process we have constructed, López insisted. Guaido became president of Venezuela in January after the National Assembly invoked the Venezuelan Constitution to oust Maduro. As Maduro had assumed power that month following an illegitimate election, the Constitution provided that the National Assembly could move for a restoration of the democratic order. Guaido's mandate as interim president is to bring humanitarian aid into the country and organize free and fair elections. Most of Latin America and many states around the world, including America, recognize Guaido as Venezuela's president, but Guaido has largely failed to be able to govern and has been blocked from Miraflores, the presidential palace, by soldiers loyal to Maduro. While many lower-ranking soldiers have accepted Guaido as commander-in-chief, Maduro maintains significant control over the higher spheres of influence in the military through right-hand man Diosdado Cabello, who the United States considers a drug kingpin. Cabello is believed to run the cartel The Lost Souls, an international cocaine trafficking syndicate, through the Venezuelan military. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.